Orlando's very own singer-songwriter at Pinhead. You're now tuned in to Slick Talk with Slick Nick. Who knows? She might be talking about you.
Yo, what's going on? It's here. It's Hot Boy Season. It's your boy Stefan for you, and you are now listening to Slick Talk with Slick Nick, one of my favorite things to listen to every Monday.
Holla. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy Vontae. Man, Slick Talk with Slick Nick. You already know what the fuck is going on, man. Make sure y'all tune in on the hottest podcast in the fucking city, you heard? Damn.
Yo, what's going on, man? It's DJ Consistent checking in with the hottest podcast in Orlando, in Florida, in the world. You know what it is, man. Slick Talk with Slick Nick. All right? You know what the fuck going on, man. Make sure that you vibe with me, ride with me. Slick Nick.
This is Orlando's very own singer-songwriter at Pinhead. You're now tuned in to Slick Talk with Slick Nick. Who knows? She might be talking about you.
Yo, what's going on? It's here. It's Hot Boy Season. It's your boy Stefan for you, and you are now listening to Slick Talk with Slick Nick, one of my favorite things to listen to every Monday.
Holla. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy Vontae. Man, Slick Talk with Slick Nick. You already know what the fuck is going on, man. Make sure y'all tune in on the hottest podcast in the fucking city, you heard? Damn.
Yo, what's going on, man? It's DJ Consistent checking in with the hottest podcast in Orlando, in Florida, in the world. You know what it is, man. Slick Talk with Slick Nick. All right? You know what the fuck going on, man. Make sure that you vibe with me, ride with me. Slick Nick.
Let Orlando's very own singer-songwriter at Pinhead. You're now tuned in to Slick Talk with Slick Nick. Who knows? She might be talking about you.
Yo, what's going on? It's here. It's Hot Boy Season. It's your boy Stefan for you, and you are now listening to Slick Talk with Slick Nick, one of my favorite things to listen to every Monday.
Holla. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy Vontae. Man, Slick Talk with Slick Nick. You already know what the fuck is going on, man. Make sure y'all tune in on the hottest podcast in the fucking city, you heard? Damn.
Yo, what's going on, man? It's DJ Consistent checking in with the hottest podcast in Orlando, in Florida, in the world. You know what it is, man. Slick Talk with Slick Nick. All right? You know what the fuck going on, man. Make sure that you vibe with me, ride with me. Slick Nick.
Let Orlando's very own singer-songwriter at Pinhead. You're now tuned in to Slick Talk with Slick Nick. Who knows? She might be talking about you.
Yo, what's going on? It's here. It's Hot Boy Season. It's your boy Stefan for you, and you are now listening to Slick Talk with Slick Nick, one of my favorite things to listen to every Monday.
Holla. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy Vontae. Man, Slick Talk with Slick Nick. You already know what the fuck is going on, man. Make sure y'all tune in on the hottest podcast in the fucking city, you heard? Damn.
Yo, what's going on, man? It's DJ Consistent checking in with the hottest podcast in Orlando.
What's up, podcast world? It is your girl Slick Nick, and we are back with another week. Sorry, we're having a little technical difficulties, but we're back with another week. a glorious week at that. Here, you might have to turn it off and or stop it and do it all over again. But we having a glorious week at that. My first day back to work was I don't hear myself anymore. My first day back to work was Monday, and I'm kind of, but you know. Anyway, it's Pisces season part two, and it wouldn't be Pisces if one of them wasn't running late, but it's okay.
Oh, no. I'm always on time. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Huh? I'm always on time.
I said if one of them wasn't running late. Okay. I feel like. Because I'm not always on time. I will own that. I'll tell you I'm going to beat out of time. Give me like an hour extra.
The gym.
Anyway. The shade thrower over there is Chase. What's up?
What's popping?
Alrighty. And, of course, the other Pisces, Imani, is running late. But it's cool. We're going to get on home when she get here. Purr. How was your week?
It was good. Worked out with you. You know, get them booty gains.
Yeah, no. Let me just tell you.
You can show your booty later.
Let me just tell you. Let me just tell you, my cousin is in town, and she was like, what's going on with your booty? Oh, my gosh, who did that? You know, body, first of all, Nougat, don't. Let's not. Nougat, don't do me. We're not finna play them games. Don't.
Girl looks good.
Don't. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody want to play with me today. Dang.
What did I tell you earlier on the phone?
All I know is new pants size, new booty, new niggas, who this? Period.
Slide well over. Day.
Chase, slide over. Slide over. Anyway, I'm sorry, y'all. Like we said, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties, but we here. That's all that matter. I hope everybody's week was great. Everybody on the check-in. Hey, y'all. All right. Bianca said I'm going to be late to my own wedding. You probably right. And I'm as long crying. as my future husband knows that, then that's all that matters. Sit on this side. Come on. As long as my future husband knows that, that's all that matter. Like, nothing else. Okay. Oh, so, you good, bro?
Yeah, I'm okay.
You straight? You sure?
No.
You stuck.
She said no.
Say hey to the people.
Where
they at? On the mic. She's we already live, boo.
Why you have to stop for me?
Say hey to people.
Hey.
Thank you. We already did an introduction.
The third Pisces is here.
Finally. Oh, open the door. That's yeah. But anyway, how was your week?
Very good.
Very good. I bet. Your makeup look good.
Let's not focus on that and keep it moving.
Nobody told me we was doing like full makeup and stuff.
My lashes cooperate with me in the car.
But so your face looks okay. Good.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Let's not stare at it too long.
But it looks good. But you're gonna stare because so my friend is gorgeous.
No, this.
Right. I don't know who Chase thought she was coming through here. Like,
okay, but I always do that. So I feel like that's not. She said I feel like this is regular degular.
Excuse the fuck out of me. Right. She told us to. Well, she told me to step my game up.
I did not.
You
I
did.
Like this is regular degular. For
you
me.
Did. But I do want to open up with a joke because.
You out, so you oh no, sis! I had somebody. They opened it.
somebody open this. I do want to start off with a joke real fast because...
This better not be one of them these knees jokes. Mess.
It is.
First of all, what y'all not finna do...
Because I'd be like, I'm finna block her ass.
What type of bees...
You see, I don't even be liking them.
Why listen, everybody no doing me like that? Nothing. Mm-mm. Y'all haters. Nah, I don't want to ask no more. Don't touch me. Get off me.
Go ahead, sis. Tell you.
No, question. Because you don't like my joke. I didn't even say it yet.
Go ahead, say it.
Okay, no, I'm not going to do the bees one. I'm going to do the other one. I'm gonna do the other one, okay?
Thank you.
Don't be offended, guys. Don't cancel me.
Cancel.
Okay.
We gonna leave you.
What do you call a lady with one leg? Or what's the lady with one leg's name? Okay. Eileen. Get it?
You know what? Done. Headphones off. Show over.
That was a good one.
You know what?
Eileen.
I give you that.
I thought you were gonna do the whole lips one.
What lips one?
What's, what is it? Deaf gynecologist?
Oh, they read lips.
That was a good one, though, Chase. Come on. God.
Yes. Eileen was good. I like that one. That one with the bees.
It's not lame. Everybody in the comments talking about it's lame. You're lame. How about that, Super Mario? It's not lame. Everybody talking about, wow, Nikki. Priyanka said, go straight to hell. Y'all need to stop playing. That was straight. Funny.
I don't want to spit my drink out.
That was funny. Y'all not finna keep doing me like that. That was funny. Anyway, now that we all here.
We all here.
I want to start off with, I want to give a shout out, first of all, to all of my listeners, my fans. Well, not my fans. My friends, my slicksters. I love y'all.
Oh, I like that.
Slicksters?
Yeah. Me too, I like
stay
it.
Slick.
Okay.
So, this first topic actually came from her. And it is, are you a good friend?
From who? Me?
No.
Oh.
One of my slicksters sent me this topic.
Oh, okay.
When you said her, I'm like, who?
Who said it?
So, the topic is... Are you a good friend? Do you listen to your friends as much as your friends listen to you?
I think I listen to them more than they listen to me. Mm. I think I check on them more than they check on me, too.
Okay.
Mm. I feel like that's a Pisces thing.
What's a Pisces thing?
But I also think that we run our mouths. So.
But I also think that it has to do a lot with your love language, but that's another conversation for another day.
I mean, we talked about it, so let's talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, mine is words of affirmation, so I do what I didn't receive.
Right.
From other people, so here you go.
Why are you whispering?
I think the drink kicking
in. Not girl!
Already.
Mixmaster, she can't get no more.
Time out.
Shout out to our sponsors. Mixmaster.
Okay, so we'll talk about it later.
Shout out to our sponsors, Mixmaster's local bartender in Florida. Hit them up for all your party bartending needs.
I believe it.
Yeah, she was drunk. She lost Uno.
Bro, I said terribly. We were going to talk about it later. Sorry. Not right now.
You're always invited, but you want me to tell you want me to say it on air or?
Oh.
I don't remember.
Okay.
Never mind.
All right. Anyway. So anyway, yes. Do you listen to your friends as much as they listen to you?
I think so, yes. I think in most of my close relationships, it's a lot of exchange all the time. So I think so.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like I do, however, comma, and you know I'm talking about you and I love you, right? But if it's something that's not good for you, I can't.
But now that's another conversation.
Are we all drinking? Yeah. Are we drinking? If it's something that's not good for you, I can't
keep talking to you about it.
I can't keep giving you advice about what's not good for you. And you know what's not good for you.
I'm good for shutting someone down on that, though.
Cool, yeah.
So at one point, it's like, what you want me to say?
Mm-hmm. I used to have, not used to, that's my cousin. I had a...
Not used to.
I had a cousin who was always, like, in this bad relationship, let's say, with this guy. And he would do something, she would do it. And then when she sees that he did it, she would blow up. I'm like, so you leaving? No. Ooh,
right.
Okay, so I'm like, so what are we talking about?
Right.
Well, I was like, let's talk about something else. Talk about. To the point where it's like, you don't talk to me about it. And that's where I want you to get to. Like, and I always feel like this, if your significant other cheats or treats you bad and you don't leave, but you want to tell your friends, don't do that. You're wasting my time.
What's the saying? Like you'll forgive him, but your friends won't.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to.
He'll always be that bitch made ass person. Oh.
I will always not like him.
I mean, I love you, but I'm just saying. I didn't tell you to see your face, so you know.
Bitch made ass person. Dang, sis. That was a little
hard. How is
that
hard?
I feel like it's just wasting my time.
If it fits, it fits.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But I will say I will never be that friend to tell my friend to leave their significant other. I will never do that. I always say, whatever your decision.
I don't know if I did. Not anymore.
Whatever decision you make.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, I've done that in the past. Like, bro, just leave. But now it's to the point where it's like, well, friend, whatever you do, if you have.
Because I told you everything I could tell you. I don't want to talk about it no more. So whatever you do, that's on you. Have a nice day.
If he knocks out all your teeth, I'm like, let's go.
Okay, now if he knocks out all your teeth, I'm ready to fight.
No, because
you chose that.
She's gonna go back in his face with no teeth and smile. So why would I? Why would I?
It might say, who am I?
Go back in his face and smile with no teeth. I'm definitely.
I'm crying. Anymore.
We saw it with Emily and Fab, right?
Yes, we did.
People were like, oh my God, Emily. And she took her toothless self and went right back. She went to the dentist
and got some veneers.
And now she's pregnant. Happened.
Ooh. Which one? How you forget?
My bad.
He knocked them out.
Man, so much shit done happened between them too. It's hard to keep up.
Well, okay.
I always think about Kimbella. But go ahead.
Right.
Always.
I can't. Because if you think Kimbella, you got to think of Jim and Chrissy.
That is the worst and the longest entanglement I've ever done.
If you think of one, you got to think of the other.
How you propose and he still don't marry you?
Well, did you watch their show
Why would
again?
I do that? That's
okay,
a
I'm
waste.
Sorry.
And
but
I just said I don't like
what was the name of the show
but
again?
The new one was, I don't remember. They only had like a couple episodes. But
Jones and Chrissy and Jones, something like that.
Something. I think it was Jim and Chrissy. No, it was Jim and Chrissy. And it was on VH1. Right. And they...
This was flashback.
And, right. But they had said, Chrissy had said she's not. No, it wasn't Jim and Chrissy.
When she was saying she wasn't pressed?
No. Yeah, anymore? That was on the last one of Love & Hip Hop because they came back on Love & Hip Hop.
I'm not even.
She's like, she
about
wasn't.
No
yeah. Girl, she was sit. Like, I'm not in that space anymore.
Because you're 45.
Wow. Oh.
You wasted all your 20s and your 30s on him. Move on.
Mario said I need to take the drink from one of y'all. I don't know which one, but he said take the drink.
It ain't me. I'm good today.
So, okay. So, would you? Okay. So, speaking of Jim and Chrissy and Kimbella and Jewels, would
speaking
you?
Speaking of teeth.
No.
What is wrong with? Bruh. Girl, okay, would you?
It's take the drink
from her. But take the drink from her at this point.
Wait, so we're not going to talk about Joel's teeth?
Listen.
No comment.
He got them fixed since he came out of prison.
No, they still look like a cabinet. You
a cabinet?
They do.
It's take the drink from Imani at this point. Like, Imani not lying. And she didn't even drink that much. Imani not. No, okay. Would you take advice from a friend who's in and out of a relationship?
Hell no.
Wait. Is water red? Why are you?
Is the sky blue?
If you can't keep a nigga, why am I supposed to take advice on you but not keeping a nigga?
What? That made no sense.
Wait, I don't know if y'all caught Facebook. I don't know if y'all caught the look Imani gave me. But baby.
What?
Because that's just like, huh? Why would I take advice from you?
I mean,
let your homegirl say what she want to say and be like, okay, cool.
That's like somebody with kids taking advice from somebody who ain't got no kids.
Yeah, stupid.
I mean, well, okay.
Unless your kid is bad.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, well, but what if, you know how sometimes you could be the person that give good advice, but you don't know how to follow your own advice?
Okay, I'd be like that sometimes.
Where's your resume?
Take the drink from her. That's
yeah, it's close. No, but I'm being serious.
Put the top back on the drink.
If your resume is all over the place,
how you gonna help me?
No,
that's funny.
And you tell me leave my man, so we could both be lonely together.
Girl. So y'all misery can both do ball
company, and so I don't want to be misery's company.
So y'all could both do ball headed whole shit.
Yeah.
Oh no, I don't like ball headed whole shit. I like to be in the bed at 8 o'clock. So
I like hair.
Nah.
So I don't know.
Huh?
I don't like Amber. Bald head of whole shit because I like hair.
Oh.
You said call you Amber? Girl,
take the drink.
Imani.
Take the drink. That's it.
I'm just saying, it's fun.
What, bald head of whole shit is fun?
Yeah, whatever it is.
Bald head of whole shit be fun with the right people.
Yes.
That.
Like, I would do bald head of whole shit with y'all.
Them bed bugs? You...
Okay, moving on. So.
What's in
bro, you
drink?
Straight? Like
for real?
You had a good day?
She can't be drinking the same shit we drink.
At all. She can't. Mike had to put something stronger in yours. Because, baby.
I'm just sipping.
Baby.
What the?
She's sipping. I'm gulping. We go. No, you straight.
No, technically. He no. He. What?
What you say? I'm pretending like I ain't hear that.
No, he asked for some. So I poured him some. I didn't even drink all of this by myself. Imani, I'm not finna do this with you, bro. I'm not finna do this with you. I'm not. Okay. Okay. So I know
I'm
we're all
behaving today.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all on social media, obviously, right? And
yeah.
Lately, there's been this whole conversation of who come first. The mama, your husband, your kids. It's been a whole debate. We had this debate like what last year, 2 years ago, but now we're resurfaced. So I want to know.
Go ahead, sis. Say your
y'all.
Piece.
But which y'all feel like the order of the household should be? Air quote.
Go ahead, Chastity. Take it.
No, go ahead.
No chase.
When do y'all go? Come on now, somebody.
I feel how I feel. I come first. If I'm married.
Okay.
Then my kids. Then the parents.
Okay.
Now, in regards to, like, I know people talk about dinner placements.
Yeah, that was next.
I do feel like his plate, kids' plate, my plate.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that one.
That's what my mom always did.
Yeah.
Still does.
But I think it's also down to, I always have seen that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's what you see. I feel like it's what you see, what you grew up with, what you're around.
Yeah, but I've seen some people, like, argue me down, like, no, my kids. I'm like, we're not saying your kids is going to be starving. Sitting in the corner, belly touch. Like, it's not going to be like that. But if he's doing what he's supposed to do, a.k.a., out there doing his thing, working, providing.
Bring it home to bacon.
You can't go one plate, then your kid's plate.
Right. Even if you put his in a microwave. Because literally, my mom does that to this day. It's literally, the food is done. She'll
share
take,
his food. And yeah, then
she'll
you
share
on.
His food. If he's home, she'll put it on the table. And if he's not home, or if he's like in the garage or something, mm-hmm. she'll put it in the microwave. And then she's like, you hungry?
I think it's like a pick me thing.
But it's not.
I'm not gonna pick me.
It can't be everybody in the same house. Everybody gonna eat.
Exactly.
like, I don't understand. First of all, I don't understand why people so hell-bent on, no, Lil Johnny got to eat first. Like, we all eating at the same time. It's just a matter of you're serving it. Down. Yeah.
I provide for Lil Johnny 24/7, 365, so Big Papa got to eat first.
Okay, Big Papa. All right.
I think it's important for your relationship okay. with your significant other to be healthy and thriving so that you can have a better relationship and show your kids.
That's what it's supposed exactly. to be.
You're talking about you're so in love with the kids. Like, I've been watching this, these white ladies, these housewives or whatever.
Of what?
This is an old Atlanta one. I can't remember what it's called. But the girl makes her kid sleep in the bed and he sleeps in the other room.
I'm sorry, huh?
And the girl's coming up on 2 years old.
You said what?
Huh? This can't be Housewives of Atlanta. Ain't no way.
No. It's not. It's just like...
Oh, like a housewife show based in Atlanta. Yes. Oh, okay.
So, but he's like, I haven't slept in my bed in almost 2 years. And she's like, come here, Ansley. And Ansley is sleeping in this king-size bed. It's the two of them.
And that's not normal. Get
her ass or his ass in their own bed.
That's not normal,
and my husband
bro.
Is going to sleep right next to me.
And all I like because you go, like, that's the first episode. I'm like, by the end, they're going to be divorced.
Yeah, because that's not you. That's not normal. Your kid is going to grow up feeling like being 15, sleeping in bed with his mom.
Not even that. Your husband.
Oh, well, that too.
He's and then he finally, I guess in like a preview, he finally got back in the bed. And he's like, oh, we're about to do it. And she's like,
huh?
I was like, just say that you don't want to be with him.
Instead and call it a day, right.
Forcing him into a guest bedroom right. where he's like a definitely uncomfortable in his own home.
Right. That's
what I'd never want my husband to feel like. He's a guest in his own home. That will never happen.
That's weird.
That would never happen.
Ugly.
Yeah. And she was comfortable telling her homegirls that, and they were like,
ew.
I'm like, that's how you get plotted on.
No, like legit. Because what is that?
Someone else is going to see your husband and be like,
you're unhappy. Hey.
How you doing? What's
I got
name?
A California king with your name on it.
Mm-hmm. I know you got a wife, but.
You ain't happy.
That's a roommate.
You got a roommate, right. You got a roommate. At that point, that's a roommate because you're sleeping in a guest room.
Mm-hmm.
Ew, roommate.
Crazy.
Ew. Okay, so if you, are you the type of person if your man come pick you up and there's a female in the front seat, they got to move to the back?
Wait. Repeat the question. Repeat the question one more time because I want to make sure I heard that right before I answer.
A female or his mother?
Both.
Well, no. For me,
his mother. Both.
For me, his mom already rides in the back. She like to be chauffeur, so I don't have that problem. But if it's another female, like a friend, get your ass in the back. That's my
getting
spot.
In the car.
Right.
First of all, why are you in the front seat anyway? Why are you even in the fucking car?
Period. That's really what I'm getting at.
You like, in the car to come pick me up.
Like,
for
I'm
what?
I'm all for opposite sex friends, but if I didn't know you was coming, first of all, you could ride separately
right.
to wherever we going. Meet us there. You not sitting in the front seat.
Not to come get me. We can come get you.
Yeah.
Why are you like,
but y'all ain't finna come get me. Right.
Nah.
I don't care about the... I don't care about the mom thing. I was with somebody who mom sat in the back seat. So, and I felt weird. I was like, it's your car. Like you don't, either. It's your car. You can sit in the front. She's like, no, you can sit in the front. I ain't gonna argue with you. All right. It's your car, whatever. But anybody else, I will stand there.
Wait, it was her car and she was in the back and he was driving.
He was driving. Cause we went out of town. We went to the Strawberry Festival.
Oh.
And he was driving her car and she sat in the back seat. And she was like,
I cannot.
Like, maybe I did have a little
yeah,
too
you don't need no more. You don't need no more.
Done.
No, yeah. So we took her truck and she sat in the back seat and she's okay. like, you can sit in the front.
Okay.
I mean, granted, I feel like we took her car because it was a truck, but still. She's like, yeah. No, you can sit in the front. And I was like.
But I feel like some moms are more understanding and they just want to sit back and observe.
And yeah. But it's still weird.
I know.
Huh?
Huh?
What you said?
I mean, I would feel like. if it was like Ashani's mom, I would not even think twice about getting in the back.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Now, if it's a female friend, why is she there?
Like, my face. As soon as you pull up, you're going to see my face.
Like, actually, funny story. My grandmother, that happened to her when she was living in New York, and my granddad, they lived in New Jersey and working in New York. And he pulled up and someone was in the car and she said she walked across the street and took the bus home back to New Jersey after he drove across the bridge.
She was like, you got me fucked up.
Yeah, she was like, I'm not playing with that. After waiting hours.
Oh, no, she said that's
that's a big dub.
And he was mad.
And to take the bus on to Jersey.
But I would have done that. I would have done that just so you'd be like, you wasted your time.
Because you tried me.
Yeah.
What you thought this was? And then if they come in a backseat, are you Ubering now? You a taxi?
No, I would have given them my bus ticket.
Not Uber, sis.
They can go.
Lyft.
Like, come on now.
It's cheaper.
What we doing?
I feel like Uber is upscale.
Is it?
Uber Black is. But you know.
You're not going to downgrade my other source of income.
I'm sorry. Oh. I'm not. I used to work for them.
Uber?
Right. You're right.
Lyft.
Oh, I did Lyft.
But I worked at the... I call it the email center because we wasn't on the phone. We worked at the email center.
Oh, you didn't have to drive.
I didn't have to drive. I was customer service.
Yeah, I think I've been driving for like going on 6 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I started when I was 21.
Really? Mm-hmm. You like it? I mean, clearly. You're still
there. I mean, clearly.
Wow.
Love it. Yeah, no, I couldn't.
I can't do it.
But more power to you.
I love people. But I also hate
me too, but I don't like people in my... Listen, y'all know me. I'm quick to tell...
Just don't drive up in my backseat and we good.
I drive a nice little four-door car. I'm quick to tell somebody my backseat don't work. Do not ride with me. My car is full. Yeah, I'm... No, Ashani's... No, I'm so serious. Like, I've told people my backseat don't work.
No, my front seat don't work. Don't get in here. Seat is all the way up.
And it depends on who you... Depending on who you are, it's only one person in my backseat. That's it. So, let's say if all three of us go somewhere, we can all, well, because my cousin is here. If all four of us go somewhere, we can all ride in my car. I don't care. However, comma.
You don't put the secret out, so now people gonna know you lying.
No. Because I would still tell you my backseat don't work.
I think I've only sat in her backseat one time. One time.
No, I'm not even
there. That was during an incident we will not talk about online.
Okay. Well. My backseat don't work. I'm talking to my backseat. Mm-mm, you can't sit there.
You're giving me life.
Thank you.
Because I wait till it's over and you can see her new booty. That's.
I know. You've been.
Listen.
I've been getting her bra.
You have.
Okay.
Listen, she got 30 coming up. She's going to be fine.
New pants size, new ass, new niggas. Who this?
Ooh.
Period. All the time.
No, wait. Boom.
She has to see where we got that from. You have to.
Y'all are crazy.
No, for real. Period. Same number, new attitude. Who this?
Hello.
Could it's too much to change my number?
Mine ain't that strong today. I appreciate Mike for that because I think he remembered.
Girl, he just grabbed that. That's
not. Y'all ain't finna do my dog. Okay. Boom. Now we just answer that. So I kind of want to talk about. I'm jumping ahead because I kind of want to talk about WAP.
Hey, that's no. I'm not gonna sing the lyrics.
Yeah, no. No.
Oh, we can't.
No. I kind of want to talk about it, though, because everybody has been online talking about... It's been... I've seen both. It's disrespectful. It's degrading. Women need to fix your face. Women need to respect themselves. Women need to... what are your children listening to? And then other people are like, go Cardi. Go Megan. Whatever, whatever. But at the same time, this is how I feel. Three things. Number one... Be a parent to your kids. Your kids shouldn't be listening to grown folk music anyway. That's number one. Because there's some
poo.
There is some straight up and down disrespectful reggae songs that my daddy would not play in the car when I was little. Even though he knew I didn't understand it, he still wouldn't play it. Pocahontas tape me, please. He would not play it. But now I'm a grown ass person. So it feel awkward listening. It's awkward riding in a car with him listening to Rapping Shop. I'm looking at him like, can we change this? Or
right.
Nah. That's how he got you. Shut up. second point. My second thing is if y'all was walking around talking about slob on my knob, miss me with the we can walk around talking about some WAP. I'm not doing that.
Because WAP is a real motherfucking thing.
Okay.
We're going to be technical and we're
not doing that.
With the shit.
Because theirs is dry.
Huh? What'd you say?
She said because theirs is dry.
That's why they upset. Can't relate.
I mean, could be, but who knows? That's not my business.
He might be not allowed to drink no more. Not Mike, what did you put in her drink?
I'm not even drunk. I'm just telling the truth.
That's the point. What'd you say? You can say it. Oh.
Not no more.
So what y'all think about it? What y'all think about the song?
I like the song, but you know, I'm always...
The song is fire. Gobble me, swabble me.
Listen, and that's the part that I scream every single time.
Tell him where to put it. Never tell him where I'm about to be.
I know that you actually screaming.
No, she does.
I do.
Wholeheartedly.
When that song came out, I was like, wait a minute. Run it back.
I downloaded it before I listened to it. We were at Alchemy, and it was at midnight, because, you know, it dropped midnight on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sitting in Alchemy, and I was like, oh, it came out. Apple Music, ad. And I listened to it in the car. And I was like, there's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes. What? Shut up.
And then I saw the music video, and I was like, oh, this is the shit.
I've been watching that music video over, but the thing that I watch the most is the reaction videos to it. They crack me.
Oh, I haven't watched the reaction videos.
They crack me up. But I do like WAP Slowed.
Yeah, I've been listening to it slowed ever since.
She put me on to that.
Yeah, because Imani put me on.
That's it right there.
Yeah.
That's it right there.
Bianca said the song is trash, but she likes the video.
Whatever. Okay. I love you, though.
I like the song.
I be seeing her little statuses talk about, like, I like you, but I don't like this.
I like the song.
I think it's good.
I like it.
Something about that Mack truck.
Listen, I screamed that part too, but we're not.
You know what?
Do you scream the whole song?
Might as well. Because sis got the whole lyrics up and just be going.
It's a good song.
It is. No, it is.
Mm-hmm. And I love that they had Normani in the video.
Mm-hmm.
She killed that.
I don't know how Kylie was there.
Rosalia and her whatever the hell this was supposed to be doing, they could have left her out.
Okay.
They could have left Kylie out.
I think Sweetie would have been a bomb. Like, she would have looked
Sweetie would look good.
Fantastic.
Well,
Someone said Beyonce, but I'm like, Beyonce is not showing up to this game.
First of all, she's not doing it.
No.
That email would have been, or her assistant wouldn't even brought it to her.
No. Right. She would have been like,
to be honest.
No.
So, nah. And I just feel like she would have looked out of place. Because that's not Rihanna, what we know Beyonce for.
Rihanna would have looked good, but she's not messing with music.
Not right now, anyway.
Kylie was just kind of like,
what you doing here?
Oh, why is you here?
You know, she
Sis
posted
was
a
cute, though, but what you doing here?
You know, she posted a picture talking about brown skin girl. And then she had to change her caption.
You know, it's right. Like, white people be playing.
To brown eyed girl.
They be playing.
Like, if you like the song that much, you could have chosen another lyric.
She's talking about brown eyed girl, right?
Yeah, that's what she changed it to.
You have to laugh because they're so bold. They are so bold.
I didn't see it until Shade Room posted it because I was like, what? What is this?
Bianca said and got dragged to Phil.
No, she did. Because she changed it like nobody saw it.
She's stupid.
At what age should you talk or expose your kids to vulgar music, and how should you explain it to him or her?
Ooh.
Expose is strong.
And yeah, because their kids are going to listen to it regardless.
Yeah, I was listening to David Banner and I got in trouble.
David
My
Banner?
My mom found the CD and she was like, what's this? I was like, well, Dad.
You a snitch.
I was like, well, I was in the car with Dad, so I thought it was okay because I did. She said, no, ma'am. I said, oops, sorry, Dad. Got you in trouble. Mm. And I still went back and listened to my little CD because I made it.
I mean, I don't know.
Don't ask me how old
I was. And I feel like once you hit middle school,
other kids are going to expose you.
Right.
You don't really have like as much influence as you wish on your kids.
Because they're out with their friends more than at home.
They're out with their friends.
I don't know. I mean, there was a whole bunch of stuff, like dancing and parties and stuff that I shouldn't have been doing at 16 that we was all doing.
I believe it.
But, wow.
Mm-hmm. I was at the little dances.
Wow.
I believe it. Bald head whole shit.
No.
I believe it.
But it's so funny because my parents were there. Like,
at the party?
Yeah, my parents threw me my 16th birthday party and my 18th birthday party. And everybody was there. We were all dancing and everything. Like, my dad told me at my 18th birthday party, some fast-ass people tried to go into the bathroom. And he was like, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. Go sit down. No, like, legit. So, but even at the party, I don't think, whoever was DJing, I think Mikey was DJing. Whoever was DJing, we didn't, I don't think he played, like, the dirty version of the songs. But, you know, we was dancing. That's when you was dancing. That's when you straight up danced, like, together. You get what I'm saying? And so I calmed it down, of course, with my parents. But back then, that's when you was doing the spider on the wall and all of the other stuff. So I don't know. Well, I know we did. My junior high school,
I was that. Keep it right here.
No, not even. No, you wasn't. Don't do that. Doing ball head the whole shit. No. But so I don't know what age you're supposed to expose them.
I think once they
or hit, talk to them about it.
I think once they hit, like, you can't help once they hit middle school, but like at an age where if they're like listening to like shit that you could tell is kind of like a little bit too aggressive or too much, it's like junior year, you're like, you know what, you're a little bit older. Whatever. I can't do nothing about
that. I feel
that.
Like now with all the technology, the iPads,
it's hard. Because they're on YouTube all the time. Right. They're on YouTube all the time.
We didn't have that. There's songs that my little sister at 15 listened to, and I'm like, what the fuck? You. Like, how do you know this? And why are you saying these words?
My sister put me on this foreigner challenge that they have going on. I'm like, I feel old.
What's that?
My sister's 13, so she was saying the Pop Smoke Foreigner song. Uh-huh. There was a little girl. I think I told you about it. She was like 12 or 13 doing some stuff to herself to this foreigner.
Oh,
right? And
the Pop Smoke song.
Yeah, so it's like this challenge where these girls are like 13-year-old in lingerie with sex toys.
Oh, no. What? Oh, no.
With sex toys.
Not in a 12, 13.
But what was funny was that her parents beat her to the song and put it back on TikTok.
Oh, hell no.
Stop.
So they're like, their parents are like, foreigner. Like, they beat her too. But that was a thing. Like, it blew up because this little girl is like, she's doing some stuff. You like, nigga.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Brianka said her child's favorite rapper is Pop Smoke, but she knows not to say any of the curse words. Kathleen said she really wasn't censored, but she knew for damn sure she wasn't allowed to curse or do anything crazy when her dad was around. Brianka said her dad was very open with her with everything. He'd rather teach her than for her to learn it somewhere else.
I like that.
That's helpful.
Which I get that for the most part. Like, my first drink, I took a sip of my dad's Heineken. And I was like, I don't like it. Ugh.
Disgusting.
Right. That's all my dad really drink is beer. But but I don't know. They didn't, like, censor me. But I wasn't out here wilding in the streets. It's up to the kid and how disciplined they are. What do you mean?
Listen to it and tell you exactly what they're telling you about. This is why it's not good. And so therefore you're going to get exposed. She's already done said you got it so much access out here, iPads, tablets, your phone, even your peers at school. Hey, listen to this song here, and now they're exposed to it. Now you understand, okay, well, my dad told me not to listen to that song. Now I see what they're talking about. I'm good, walk away. Or it's put that fear in them, or you just be like, you know, hey, don't do this, because as a kid, you tell me I can't do something, bitch, I'm gonna go do it.
But that's true. But it's a give and take. I feel like it's a give and take only because you can have that open conversation with your kid about XYZ. It's nature versus nurture. You can have a conversation with your kid about what this is, what that is, and a third. But once they go out into the environment with their friends. And sometimes it's something completely different. Like, they're like, my mom told me about it, but sometimes curiosity really do kill the cat.
Literally.
Because kids be curious as shit. I know I was curious. Not that curious, but I was curious.
Yeah.
What age were you exposed to vulgar music? Shit. Hold on. We Jamaican, Bert. So hold on.
I mean, if we want to be technical, like real, real young, I just didn't know what the fuck they were saying.
Yeah, if we're going to be honest.
Listen, what you call it used to be my jam in, like, what, second grade? What? I want to. I didn't know what it was.
Bro, we had no business.
But you have no idea.
You don't know what they say.
All you hear is,
Or even, my neck, my back. We had no idea.
I'm like, okay, her neck and her back. Song. Okay.
We had no reason to sing that song.
It's like now as adults, some songs I'd be like, oh my God.
No reason to sing that song.
Or if you're, island or whatever, you hear Boom Bye Bye and you're like, oh, that is my jam.
Girl.
Have no idea. No idea. You and your gay homeboys chilling, you offending them. You know?
And you just right there bubble hard. Oh, bullet. Right, and they just sitting there like, we can't be friends no more.
Yeah,
no. You know,
friendship
but
over.
So I don't know. It really it really depends on, I guess it depends on your, I think it's a cultural thing at that point.
Yeah.
it has to be a culture thing at that point, because like I said, I've been in a car driving with my dad. The super vulgar songs he wouldn't play, but the other ones were, of course, at that age, I'm not understanding what they're saying, he gonna play it.
Heads high.
Hello? He gonna play it. So I just feel like once you get older and you get to a certain age and you're exposed to different things from different friends and different environments, you're like, oh, this is what that means? Mm. Oh.
Okay.
Ew. Still doing that.
Some things I'll be like, oh.
So yeah, we really had no business singing "Wish Your Fantasy," like, at the fuck all. And Ludacris knew what he was doing, because all you needed back then was a beat, literally, and something catchy.
Right.
I mean, still kind of is what you need now, right, but. Now. But what? When I finally got old enough and I actually listened to the words, and I was like,
oh.
I had no
backseat, windows up. That's the way. What?
No business singing that at all at that age.
Or in third grade, it was the Yin Yang Twins. But, you know, you're like, wait till you see my, oh.
I was not in the
third grade. I had no idea what they were talking about.
Right.
Going hard.
Nikki said I wasn't in the third grade.
I wasn't in the third grade.
Oh, but, yeah, we know.
Wow.
She said that shit, not me.
Wow. Wow. That's what we doing?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
I love you.
No, but say, no, or even, what was the other one? Salt Shaker?
Oh, that used to be my
shit. What was
shit.
That about?
That was Yin Yang Twins, wasn't it? She hot. She's soaking with... No, she leaking. She's soaking yeah, with... Oh. Shake it like a star, shake it, shake it like a star, shake it, shake it.
You know I hate that song?
Really?
Yeah.
I love the Yin Yang Twins.
Don't judge.
I love them.
Anyway.
They used to give me hype.
They used to? Add it to the workout playlist.
It is on there, actually.
Oh, I need to find
it's
it.
It's like deep, deep down in there. I told you
I need to find it. 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 So do you think it's a double standard when it comes to who can rap or sing about vulgar music? Luke, Too Short, H-Town versus Cardi B, Kaya, Megan Thee Stallion, or City Girls?
Oh, yeah. Yes? Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Chase? I mean,
yeah.
Y'all don't like when black women do a lot of things.
Yeah.
Why is it, what, like, but why though? Why is it all of a sudden so...
Because they're misogynistic.
Well, very. Very. But it's just annoying because it's all entertainment at the end of the day. You can rap about something. And Megan said it. She grew up listening to Biggie and all of them people, and she wanted to rap like them. So why is it okay for you to say it, but when I say it, I need to sit with my legs crossed and my nails done and not say nothing?
Because I'd rather it be a fat, ugly nigga than it be like a pretty, tall, white skin girl. And that's the tea. That's the truth. Because then they'll be like, oh,
that's
you
the
know,
tea of the week.
You let Rick Ross say a whole bunch of stuff.
Right.
That wrap your legs and wrap.
But I mean, sex.
Know when it's a lie.
But I mean, if we're
going to. Know when it's a lie. And yet he can still say whatever
she
he wants.
She said no it's one a, is lie. A lie, bro.
So why can't nobody wrap your legs?
You think Lyra Galore wrapped her legs around him?
I'm not. No comment.
I'm crying.
Come on. Come on.
Listen, all men need love.
But what is that?
But I'm being serious. Okay. For real. So okay. they would rather it be the ugliest man than it be a girl talking about the same thing, because then they'll be like, she should be a lady. I saw some girl put up, WAP is too dirty for me. I'm just a class, only classy women understand.
Bitch, what?
Girl, get a
Everybody
life.
Has a nasty side, and if you don't, something is
then
wrong
you're
with you.
Boring.
You boring as hell.
And or just you, don't have a WAP.
That. Infinity pictures, but no. Never mind. Next topic.
You said infinity pictures?
I said I saw maternity
No,
pictures.
But I mean, oh. but
By
I
herself.
Mean.
I was going to say, what is that? Imani.
It is a double standard, but sex sells. If we're going to be completely honest, 100% real, authentic, transparent, sex sells. And who the fuck better to sell it than us? We're the sexiest creatures on the fucking planet.
They don't
fucking women.
That.
Mm-hmm. But when we talk, we're supposed to, yeah. What is it? We're supposed to be a lady in the streets with a freak in the sheets? That's the old school saying.
Yeah, it is.
But I just feel like times are changing. The world is changing. Music is changing.
Hoes be getting wives more than regular girls.
But I'm not going to tell you, should I go be a hoe?
Honestly.
No, but I don't.
Is that what I need to do?
I don't understand just for the simple fact.
Teach me.
Kidding, babe.
She said kidding, babe.
Yeah,
disclaimer.
I'm like, I don't worry. watching this shit. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm single, so what's up?
My bad.
Mike said, take that drink down, Chase.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Anyway, no, but if you just think about, like, even from back in the day, like, but, because Escape said what? You're my little secret. So they was whole high.
I didn't mean to say
take
that.
The whole freaking bottle, you know, from what? Her, bruh. Like,
no, but okay.
I don't know what you put in her drink, Mike.
But her drink gotta go. Don't tell. I ain't even call nobody ugly, bro.
Her drink is way stronger than ours at this point.
I didn't even finish my statement, so you had to say that.
But you said you them hoes. That's all you had to say. And then you didn't even finish the word. You finished UG. That's all you had to
say. That's all
this.
She had to say.
Okay, whatever. But yeah, that sold. But I do feel like they would have been a little bit, side note, they would have been a little bit bigger if people found them to be an attractive group. But I do think individually they are attractive women. I think at that time though, there was a lot of really bad women in groups. Side note, sorry.
Bad, like attractive bad?
Like there was very pretty women in groups at that time. So
Oh, yeah.
Them being like regular girls like Tiny.
Keep a straight face, bro. Keep a straight face.
Them being
I think I'm making it worse for her.
Like regular girls like Tiny, it was hard for them to be seen as like a super attractive group.
Okay.
Cause but you know Biggie said that. Biggie said ugly, that, but yeah, look at his eyes.
All right. So we're gonna introduce We're going to introduce Tea of the Week.
Tea of the Week.
Let me drink up.
Now, for those who don't know what the new one, well, nobody knows because it's new. Duh. look, y'all should see Imani's boyfriend talking about put it down. okay.
Bottle down.
Right now. Seriously, because the shit is too strong. No, but all right. So, Tea of the Week is new. It can either be your personal tea, tea you read online, or just a PSA. And I told y'all to have y'all tea of the week ready. So I'm going to go with Chase first. Oh. Go ahead and share your tea of the week.
My tea of the week is that your booty is growing, period, because of me. Thank you.
Wow.
Ooh. People can take that a lot of different ways.
Well, I definitely don't have a dick, so it's not going to be taken that way. Hey, okay.
Is that the tea of the week?
You know.
Y'all are really So that's your tea? That's the one you're sticking with? That's
the one
you're going
with? Yep, that's the one that I'm sticking with. I'm sorry, I don't have any like juicy tea right now. Maybe next time. I feel like that is juicy tea, though.
Not really. Give us something good.
Oh, she's trying to say, yeah, that your booty is not juicy.
No, okay. I mean, it is.
Yeah, no.
I've been telling her, I've been a friend, you're getting thick.
Yeah, she told me the last time I saw her.
She could barely fit through the door. God is just banging.
Period.
Okay. Gas me up, friend.
Period. Just too thick. These hoes have. They're not a competition.
At all. Never was. Never will be.
That's the real tea.
Period. So go ahead, Chase. Tea of the week.
Nothing.
All right, we'll come back to you.
Personally, it's happening. Exciting.
It doesn't have to be personal. Mm. You wasn't listening?
It's a drink.
Personal tea, tea you read, or just a PSA. So we're going to come back to you. Imani?
Stush's coming back.
Hey! Hand clap for Stush Skin by
Good, because my skin misses you.
I know. I've been taking a little hiatus because I've been moving and starting a new job and all that other stuff. But I would say the tea that I want to spill is I had a really great anniversary.
Aww. Oh, guys. Oh, where are you going, Ashani? Oh, yay. Where are you going?
Yeah.
You
got to bless it back here.
Right? That's what I would say.
How was the fete?
Oh, that was bomb.
You had fun?
He felt like he was back home.
I bet. I'm so mad. I'm so mad they fucking postponed it.
Now, the real tea, let's talk about the people that were dressed out there.
Boom, let's do it.
I ain't never seen so much ass. I felt like I was at a strip club.
No, I believe it. Pom pom shorts for days.
But lift and lace front, it was like crazy, yo.
I mean, it is hot.
It was so hot. So to see.
And it was like, outside, right?
I considered wearing makeup, but I'm like, I'm going to a fete.
Yeah, no.
Like, why would I be dressed?
Right. Just to sweat it off.
And wear makeup.
Right.
I'm talking heels, like.
Oh, they don't know no better.
No, they did. You know, that's usually what you would think, but they did because they were standing the whole time.
Couldn't be me. I'm not wearing dancing. No heels to no fit.
They were wearing thongs. One girl just had a thong and a t-shirt. I was like, do you, babe?
That's like me wearing heels to carnival. I don't know how girls wear heels to carnival because I can't.
It's a rookie move, I feel like.
Definitely rookie move. Unless you're like, inhale me because she wears heels to carnival sometimes.
But she can also sit
but
down.
I think, right. Right. She definitely can. Stand. We got to stand all day. I'm not, I can't.
But yeah, there was a lot of like lifting lace fronts, a lot of thongs. Hookah was $60. Table rentals were $30.
To smoke a hookah was $60?
I mean, it was 30 for one, like one round, or 60 for the whole night.
So why have to pay you to give me more coal?
Right.
Babe, I think that's what we did. Okay, so y'all we were stupid. We paid 60. But we like hookah, so we thought like it would make sense if it ran out to just pay the 60 and then not be irritated, you know?
I mean, I get that,
but it turned around that they close exactly at 10, so we paid 60 basically for like
what, 2 hours, 3 hours?
No,
one,
two, yeah, almost 2 hours for like a, you know, because when we smoke, you know, normal hookah session is like what, like half an hour? Then the shisha burns out.
Yeah, but so I will say their hookah was smoking. Right. It was really good.
I'm so mad I missed it. I'm jealous.
Yeah, you should be.
Wow.
Ooh.
They shouldn't have postponed the motherfucking first one.
Okay. Well, that's not she my said you should be.
Right. Do you have some more tea that you want to give or no?
I mean, my website will be up end of September.
Why are you whispering?
I don't know why I'm whispering.
Get close to the mic.
Get close to the mic. You put your mouth on it.
Why? Don't be scared of the mic.
Normally, I'm not scared of the mic.
I know you're not.
Okay.
I know.
Okay, your website's going to be up.
My website will be up.
She gets
end of September.
She gets them right.
Yeah.
Mike better be watching because she's getting on my nerves.
Girl.
It's a drink for me, sis.
It's a drink for me. Okay. My tea, I guess, would be.
Asking that.
Jiggle, 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 jiggle.
You might as well draw booty pictures.
At this point,
poke it out, poke it out.
No, I think, I think my tea of the week. Okay, I got a DM, right?
Ooh.
And
first thing, was it cute?
I got a DM.
Okay. Ooh. Did he have hair?
I got a DM, and he started off pretty nice, you know. Hey, I saw your profile. I think you're pretty. You know, I had to come see about you. And I was like, hello. And he was like, hey, how are you? I'm good. Are you single? Yes, but I'm not dating. Okay, because I want to take you out for some tea, some drink, some coffee, anything.
I said I'm not dating.
I was like, I'm not dating. He said, okay, well, how about next week?
See, niggas can't read. It's a reading. Sir. They failed the FCAT.
It's so, like they overlook so the I main left, part of the message.
I left him on red because it's like, obviously, you're not comprehending what I'm saying. So, So, fellas, when a girl says she's not dating, she's, like, not dating. Sometimes she's not dating you, but she's just, like, not dating. You know?
You is silent.
So, just leave it alone. That's it. That's my tea of the week.
Wait, is this the same one that you showed me?
Right.
Yes.
The one who was, like, okay, bye?
No.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
Okay, but oh no, not that one.
No, not that one.
Cause that one kind of had me like.
No, cause
no
he
way.
Talking about what's the youngest person you've been with?
Not you.
How old are you? He's talking about 22. Yeah, no, bye.
Had me.
No, literally. I said, yeah, no. Have a good day. 22? And then I didn't. He was like, don't do me like that. And then he said, IDC, bye. And then said the peace emoji.
First See, of that's all, we 22 year block.
Like, what am I doing? Block.
You're ugly anyway.
But you slid in my DM.
They tripped me out with that shit. They slide in your DM and when you didn't.
Like,
you ugly.
Yo, ball rolled over here.
No,
right.
Now they be crying when they unsend the message.
That don't make no sense. Like, I didn't see that in the first place.
Period.
Why do women think men want to take you out to what? Why do women think just men want to take you out is considered dating? It's no different from a coworker asking you to go to lunch.
Just because I want to have dinner with you or take you to get a drink, that don't mean I'm dating you. That just means I want to hang
out. Who said that means you're dating?
That's what a boy just did. He asked you what you want to do. Want to go to lunch? Want to go to...
Oh, I mean, he is right.
I mean, okay. Okay, I get. Okay, I see where you're going. But how you approach me isn't a casual, let's go get a drink. Yeah. How you approached me.
Approach.
Ooh, it's your approach. It's your connotation. It's everything. It's a package.
So can women identify when a guy's trying to, you know what, I want to date this woman versus like, you know, hey, you know what?
No.
I like your energy. I just want to hang out with you. Hey.
I don't think so. I think sometimes, but I think more times not than they do.
No, I'm slow. I can't tell.
I'm slow.
No, for real.
I think more times not, but I do think some women can pick that up, but it's not often.
But then you go to dinner with them,
and then it's weird, and then it's awkward, and then you try to hit on me
for Red Lobster.
Yeah, and I thought you said it was just you just like my vibe. What happened? So hit or miss.
Yeah, because then I'm still going to assume that you want to pay.
Can you
and if you don't pay, then I'm like,
you invite me. Yeah, you invite me, you paying. If I invite you, I'll pay. I don't have a problem with that.
I still don't want to pay.
I don't mind paying. I'm under the impression if I invite you somewhere, I have in my head I'm going to pay. But the men that I've done that with, I never have to pay.
Wait, but, is that wrong though to assume that I still don't want to pay?
If you invite them?
Like, sometimes Ashanti and I...
Y'all in a relationship, so that don't count.
No.
Yeah,
but
y'all in a relationship.
No, but sometimes still, I would be like, I want to go here.
And y'all in a relationship is different.
Not really, because sometimes I will pay, but, like, if I suggest it, that don't mean I want to pay for it.
No, I'm going to say this real quick. I'm going to say this real quick, because we gotta get closer to my mics. But for me, I feel like if I call Johnny and I say, hey... You want to come to lunch with me? Yeah, let's go. Or where you want to go? I tell him where I want to go, and we meet up. I have in my head that I'm paying,
right?
Because I invited you. Now, when we get there and the bill come, if you pick it up, I'm not gonna say no.
I ain't touching shit.
But in my head, I'm prepared.
Right, I'm prepared.
I'm prepared to pay because I invited you.
I'm looking at my phone.
Girl, all right. Tell people where to follow you at.
I'm dead. She said I'm looking at my phone.
I mean, but, okay, do you do the fake reach?
I don't.
No, because, I don't. Like, if he reaches, I'm not reaching.
If I invite, okay, like, for instance, one of my best friends is a guy. If I call him and be like, hey, so-and-so, let's go.
That's your best friend.
But it doesn't matter, even if it's just
a
regular guy.
No, it does matter.
He should still pay.
He do still pay, but I still have it in my head that I'm going to pay.
My best friend, I feel that. I just can't classify, like, my best friends or the people that I consider my brothers in that. Like, if it's somebody who... I find attractive, and you know,
if
like
somebody I find attractive, I'll still pay. But they reach for
you
the deal first.
If they reach for it, now granted, there will be some times where I'm like,
just do this.
I'll pay for it. Nah, there's sometimes you'll be like, I'll pay for it. Don't worry, I got you. But I'm not gonna expect if I invite you, I'm not expecting you to pay.
Right.
If you invite me, I'm gonna have my money just in case. But if you invite me, you paying.
See, that goes into, like, women doing the whole date night thing. But that's another conversation for another episode. So.
What do you mean? The date night thing?
You know, like, women taking their dudes out.
Why are you whispering?
Oh.
I'm not whispering. I'm just far away.
You're kind of close, though.
There we go.
Okay.
I said, you know, like, women taking their dudes out on dates. That kind of
falls into
that category.
We have date night every Tuesday. And, I mean, he probably pays.
I mean,
he probably pays for more dates than I do, but
I'd be wanting to pay, but and then it's also like the servers are or the waitresses, whoever is more inclined to put the bill
on their side.
The guy.
Yeah.
Anyway,
they do that.
So it's like you're
I partially hate that.
I do too. Just put it in the middle of the table.
Put it in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell people where to follow you at.
Why are you looking like you're sick of me?
Something magical is in your dream.
You can follow me on Twitter @_YRB. That's not for everybody though. And on Instagram @_YRB as well, or Facebook @ImaniRussell, where you can see I tell everybody about their colorist ways. And
Bruh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Stush Skin by E. Okay, Chase.
Oh, yeah, and Stush Skin by E coming up soon.
Right.
Tell people where to follow you at, Chase.
All right, Instagram at Chase. Oh, how many S's? Two S's.
Three
E's. Underscore X3 at Body by Chase on Instagram.